That's right. We're back again. We're continuing the prison lockdown, aren't we? Just about everywhere. No one knows what to do with it. And you keep looking. If you look very carefully, you see even the attorneys aren't quite doing it quite right. But anyway, we're going to do it again. Interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you behind the woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting Episode BTWRLM399. And resist doesn't mean just talking about it. And I think people that are those of you that are engaging, you write me emails, we talk, we show you where you're going to go, how you're going to do it, where you go, so you have the black and white to use. There's no doubt. There's no question. Then you realize a little bit more. It's going to take just a little bit more work than just saying so. I don't even know what to call this thing that's been, the cancer that's been in this country, the United States of America, and everywhere, global. You can see it globally. I don't know what you call this. It's just an evil that I can't even, it's beyond. And I've come to the point where I don't have descriptive words for it. It's time to engage. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, I'll just let it go or whatever. Or it's not, I'll put up with whatever. I'll hang that person from my face. It won't matter. But it's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. So I don't know what to say about that. I'm really concerned now. I'm moving a little bit of my attention now to, as I mentioned last week, the habeas will only work in certain conditions, but having the knowledge of the basis for that will work now going into the future. If they start to impose these things more permanently, dynamically, more impressively, where they start blocking people out, as I think I'm getting information too, other people are noticing right after the election, the corporations really raised their guards against not complying with these masks orders. So there's a whole thing that I'm working on in my mind yet to develop. I'm not sure how much I'm going to expose about that. Y'all should be thinking about this. At some point, they really will be locking you out of places. You will be forced to submit. And if y'all have thought you were a free people, go ahead and keep being the hypocrite to disregard what that means. A third-party private property owner, in the case of a business, a shop, is a quasi-public place that's now able to discriminate you over a fraud. Fraud 19. And so this is it's coming right in your face, and there's a whole lot more. This is just the tip of their spear coming at you. And so I don't know what to say. I just want to stop talking. I wish everyone was protecting themselves, and that's my problem. I'm watching a society, a whole world of people that are going to be destroyed. Their whole lives are going to be run down, and their lives are stolen, and there's no reason for it, and there is every opportunity to stop it. And the more of you that start doing that, the better and easier it will be. Right now, there's so few, if any, really, making making the demand and making the assertion. And we're seeing how vile the justice system, and this is not going to come as a thought to anybody who's ever been engaged in it, we'll be exposing how vile and ineffectual your law and the enforcement of your law is, why you're here. Because if they enforce the law, then it wouldn't be here. And so you can't really complain the law is no good or the laws don't work. I've told you there's an occupation. There's a number of levels of reasons why this is on us, actually. And I think people, when they start getting engaged, they start to realize how little they actually know, even about the most basic parts about the system that would bring remedy to them, or expose that evil that you then have to come more against. And again, this is where more people involved looking into a spot could help. And I'm finding out that we're woefully unprepared as a people, generally. And anyway, so let me get on to the tabs. This is very serious, folks. Listen very carefully if you mirror this broadcast. I hope you hear this before you mirror this broadcast. We're running into some real trouble, and the sites are being taken down off of YouTube, which at one level we're all saying, okay, that's fine, but we don't really have the alternate set up. We don't have another place to go show up and just walk away from the convenience, I guess, that's built into YouTube. And to tell you the truth, I could care less about YouTube. I get 15, maybe maximum 15 in a week or two on the RLM account. No one comes to YouTube anyway. But it's a place where lots of people go. It's like facepalm. For some reason, everybody, it's like they're stuck to facepalm. And those that are insulted and walk away, then you get fragmented. And that doesn't work as well either. And so I've been putting a little bit of thought that I can. How are we going to engage this? But today, this broadcast is going to be hit hard. Even though, and I need to tell you this too, those of you on mirrors, if you'd mirror this broadcast, and I'd consider maybe you might not want to, find another place to mirror it or something and start to maybe move. I'm looking at other places as well just to have another place to archive. That there isn't a Sound Minds exposed to me because they got a hit from one a week or two, and I'm not quite sure which broadcast it was, whether it was one I've done or whether it was some other, or whether it was in the past. I understand Grimner at RLM said YouTube went way back into some decade ago broadcast, talked about Pizzagate. They cut that out. Oh, well, it'll probably get cut out just for using the word. So here's the point. Things are a movement. We've known that. I don't want to see YouTube's taken down at this point if you don't have to. But we're having to move over. So there's an exception that SoundMind showed me in the policy of the YouTube. And I want you to be aware, if you get a tick mark for this content, use the exception that's in there. There's a two provision exception. I don't know why anybody hadn't used that before. But it does make an exception for videos. Then you put your appeal in the context of those two exceptions. And then you ask them, where specifically was the broadcast not consistent with this exception? And if you understand what I'm trying to point out to you, you're going to get a little better. What I'm attempting to always tell you, how you address these scoundrels, war criminals in the world. It's a twist, a flavor of go to the oath, find the duty in the black and white that no one can object to, and you hit them there. It's a twist, a little bit of that. Here's the exception to your authority. You have to now comply, or again, a lot of people will laugh, what difference does it make? The point is, you're making a record for everyone to see, and part of the war is to destroy the authority people hand in these people, in these companies. And they enter in and let you know they don't know a damn thing. And so that's, in fact, today I'm going to show you the word no is going to be critical to exposing to you in one document that and particularly to this exception, that they say you have to go by science consensus, but the science consensus is, but we don't know. And so I'm starting to build up little links here and there on where I can tell you and show you, and you can do this yourself. I don't know why I do all the work. You all can build this up, and especially for your mirror sites, that you identify that consensus doesn't know, and therefore anything you say can't be contrary to that. So you build yourself a case even within the confines of the YouTube. Why? Could care less about YouTube. It's for you to understand how to begin to think on how you address something that's coming, I believe, that's much more formidable, that I've been trying to help gear people up, toughen people to, that I think is going to be needed. It's the same process over and over. And here's what got my attention. I finally was wondering why UCY wasn't posting on the YouTube, on the Twitter thread, which I'm also probably going to jettison here at some point. Maybe I'll leave one post that says go elsewhere when I find where I'm going to go. Twitter is becoming useless to me in the browser war that's going on. They want to throw ads. They want to kick your stuff, all your stuff, your people that are Twittering. They're trying to replace your stuff with their ads. It's pretty fascinating. When I got my blockers going, it's like I can watch the fight, and I can't read my feed, but I can see what Twitter's trying to do to y'all, and who's goes in and who's doesn't. At any rate, it's a real last class platform at all, probably ever always was. I don't get much response from it anyway, so for myself, I may jettison that as well. Right now, it just might be a placeholder for other places if I find them. UCY TV's YouTube account was cut. Banned, stricken from the internet. UCY, as I found UCY.TV on Twitter, and again, Twitter does offer feeds of information, which is the only probably the valuable thing, if you can see it, I guess, for me now. But UCY YT channel of over 7,000 videos was removed because of, quote, medical disinformation for questioning the mRNA vaccine. Quote, our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our medical misinformation policy, close quote, as Jules posted on her from her Twitter. And that is the whole of her account. I can't imagine how much time was invested in just uploads was destroyed. There's nothing now at UCY TV, just cut out on we think you have violated. So again, you mirror people on YouTube or whatever, there's an exception in this clause asserted. It may not go anywhere for you, but at least you assert it and you're building the evidence that their whole site is unconscionable, and at some point in the future, someone may be positioned to use that. And it's really to eventually take these guys out. First you walk away, but eventually we'll walk away because they made it so convenient. They do have a ton of tools there that are really kind of cool. However, they're showing themselves to be the enemy that they are. And so, and I thank you, Justin Lee, commenting where you say, that sucks. I love Shally's, Clint's, and Hal Anthony shows. Thank you for being a listener there. Thank you for paying attention to all that. Please tell people, eventually find where we will be. UCY is still running on their channel. I was just there this morning. Her website is there, but the YT channel's been just cut out for what? For questioning mRNA vaccines? When I don't know, but I'm sure Clint Richardson did it as well. I mean, that's part of what he does. I refer to their own documents. So this is, we think, but we do not know, complete nonsense, is unconscionable. And then you can throw on them that their own exception. And we're building the case against, I guess, some future time when there's more people to care, I suppose, that can actually focus in on and do this, to take these types of people out that are seriously interfering. You want to talk about taking on a nation. These people are doing it. These are the enemy from within. And I told you that there's no Second Amendment that's going to protect you. You're not going to use the Second Amendment to stop this thing. And all you folks that say you're going to, I don't even know what the phrase is, just trite stuff. You better die standing than go down on your knees. Well, you're on your knees. They're about to stick your masked face in the dirt and stick a big jackboot on it. So let's stop the nonsense here. You have to refocus on what you really need to start doing. YT's down. There's no, all that work gone. Second Twitter that she put out, Jules put out, at JuleEstan1, JuleEstan1. 8 years of recordings gone. So much for questioning the narrative. And I think in one of these, you don't even see I answered to this, not to say much more than to put it on the record, about that exception. And I don't even see my own post through Twitter. In fact, I put posts on it, I don't even see my own post in my own feed come back. It's getting so bad. So just to let you know, folks, those of you that have appeals that you can do, go look for that exception. I'm always looking for exceptions or savings clauses or anything that then you fit what you're doing inside that exception. And if you're doing it, as I suggest you do, you'll always fit the exception because the truth has to fit the exception. In fact, there's a provision of being, you're supposed to speak consistent with the local authority. And if you've understood what I said, when you show they have no opinion at the local authority where the law said they would have to, you are speaking with the concept in context of the local voice. You are explaining what they've done. That is consistent with their decision, which is they've made none. So if you start understanding how this negative void thing works, it's easy to deal with. And you don't make excuses anymore. It becomes a whack-a-mole at some point because there's only a few of us trying to get the moles. But once we get thousands of people that know what they're doing, and this would just be an interesting thing to watch, you get 1,000 people that actually know what they're doing, that actually know what that system wants to do, and you start attacking all the points of their weak, all their Achilles heels that are actually there, I'm telling you, they won't mess with us. It's not about engaging the system for justice. It's about rooting out a fraud that sits under color of justice. And so, thank you, Jules, for all you've ever done to keep us going, even on the YouTube. Just shocked. Don't even know what to say. That they don't even, you know, this is the condition. This is the war. This is the false faith of spaghetti Western they put into our face. We buy into it. We put our energy into it. And then one day it just goes away. And they don't even actually know what's going on. They think they know. You're going to watch this whole condition is they think they know. And they don't. They don't. They admit they actually don't when you look quite close enough. And when you speak in that regard, even though you're using your own documents, YouTube thinks that's coming contrary. Okay? So this is how this game is not working, but it's how it gets played. Moving on. Thank you again, Jules. I don't know what to say about all that and all the loss. I'm kind of hoping you had all that stuff somewhere else if you're listening. Otherwise, I got to keep moving here. Just a shocking thing. And the reason why I even got to Jules, because I didn't get to her Twitter account, hadn't seen what she posted. Been very buried in some work trying to defeat some evasions of law and justice type of things. It can take a lot of work, especially in a jurisdiction I'm not familiar with. But I wanted to go back to some of this because this week we're going to be talking about this mRNA stuff. It's what's coming to you. It doesn't end now because, you know, just because you la-la-la this thing, or you won't take it, or you won't do it, or this whatever. If it's not coming to you, it's coming to someone near you. As I've said a long time ago, I'm not being affected by COVID-19 in the least. It's the people that think it's affecting them that I'm affected by. And that concept repeatedly comes up. But an invisible, what I got from Jules' Twitter, if those of you want to follow her over there at Twitter, an invisible quantum dot tattoo could be used to ID vaccinated kids. Now, I found this one fascinating because this is starting to tear through the Twitter sphere, Phil, because that's about all my view is. This is actually old news. But it's coming back in time to show you how, well, MIT is going to promote it because it might have a solution. Okay, so all these conditional words, they've created an ink that can safely embed in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using special smartphone camera app and filter. So here we have the core of your leash is this so-called smartphone. It wasn't an intelligent phone. It was S-M-A-R-T phone, and you didn't understand what those letters meant. And so it's what you are seeing. Again, thank you, Jules, for what you've done there on your Twitter to focus in on this human, transhuman stuff and all this technology. They're coming to tell you they're tracking you folks and what they're doing. They're going after your little kids. Your little goats are going to be tracked and traced in the future. And that's if you have a brain to even care. As we start to look closer at what's going on, despite the denials they're not really denials either, the really non-responses to what these new types of things are that they want to claim that they can address the common cold. Don't ever forget this is all manufactured. It may only be in computers what they're doing and telling their machines to create. And I have a link coming. I have a bunch of videos. I will not play them all. I just reference them. You need to see this continuum of information. And somebody near the middle of this of the links will be a gentleman. If you didn't hear me, haven't heard me for 8-9 months now. There's a guy that's now have a video, and he'll tell you from his perspective, from being used to be in Russia, and what you're facing, and that he's a bit terrified. And so this is sitting here for us. He speaks very consistent with me. In fact, you'll hear he uses the same similar language. In fact, I'm not sure what I'm going to do here. The Valley of Shadow, or the Valley of the Shadows, I was going to call a broadcast here weeks ago, thinking that would be a neat one if I could fold it in. He refers to this as being in a shadow, people, this cancerous element being coming out of the shadows. He says, you're in that shadow too. You've got to come out to stop it. And so we all, as I said before, like with William Roberts, he came completely different path to get to what I call that stinking abyss. We don't need no stinking badges. That's stinking abyss. We were speaking. When you come to that, you stand shoulder to shoulder with anybody else that came down their path, and we'll all look at that same stinking abyss that's going to issue out those demons that have been issuing out that apparently no one else can see. And this guy speaks in the context of the same idea. That once you get on the proper understanding, you almost have to speak consistently because you're witnessing, you're truly witnessing and truly restating what is there, even though it's, in a way, it's made up. It's made up by what you've read, by what you know. And so this is more people coming finally. This is starting to scare some people, and I want people to not be afraid. I want them to have the power. The power is in them. There is no weapon against us. It's our mind. And then it's our dysfunction and our inaction against oppression. So that, now, that said, if there's a real thing, well, you're going to have to deal with that anyway, like everybody, but we're not seeing evidence of it. And so I'm not so sure I'm worried about. What I'm concerned about is, you think there is no spoon, but you think there's a spoon that you think you're even not responding to in your reticence to even engage it. But that's the answer. What causes that is that we don't respond to that from. And I've been trying to over and say try. I've been telling you every week on how that works. Moving into here, again, they're telling you they're going to be marking you with this upcoming, whatever, the inoculation part, the injection, whatever they do. Strange coincidences that should deeply bother us as we try to put the puzzle pieces together. I wanted to point out something. While the absolute worst calamity to ever hit the world has hit us in this fraud 19. And again, folks, I've been doing it. If you just replace COVID with fraud, and reread the sentence and think about that, you'll realize that they're telling you the truth if you just replace what it is for the words. And but I noticed there's a real well-to-do celebstitute, I will call him, writing about the strange coincidences that should deeply bother us all as we try to put the pieces together, responding to the election system. And lamenting about the fact of once faith in our elections is gone, it will be nearly impossible to restore. And that is why it is absolutely imperative that we try to figure out how this election went so haywire. Now, that may be a truth about elections. But you read the article, I think his name is Michael Snyder. You read the article from him. And he thinks that if you fix that, you fix all the other problems. And this is the problem I have about the condition we're facing. That these celebstitutes are out there to focus you on certain things. As important as each one might be, they're getting you disfocused on really what's going to happen, what's happening to you already and has been happening. That the election part is pretty much over anyway. The other thing is, where were you if you were so important? If he's so important to it, where was he before he got into it? I've known about all this election fraud nonsense since the beginning 90s. So, I just want to point out that he's saying if you fix the election cycle, the rainbow comes back out. Well, I'm going to play you a interesting and insightful video from, I think it's Melissa Dykes from Truth Stream Media. Just ran across. I want you to listen to a position here, and I want you to understand, she even comes to a part where she's speechless to describe what we're looking at, how to respond to it. And that's I want you to hear that, because that's us as a society. But she makes some very interesting, insightful statements. And I guess I agree, I'm biased, it agrees with what I've been telling you. The only ones that can stop this is each one of you. And she has a way of telling that, and I thought it was really nice. But it counters what the eminent Michael Snyder would have to say relative to fixing an election cycle that doesn't fix the rest of the stuff, and the election cycle becomes irrelevant in some regard to that, because it really, in reality, it's not at the federal level, it's not really changing the dynamic that we haven't stopped, which is allowing all this stuff. Which if it's an argument, say that if each one of you insisted that the local health authority actually did what the law said, you would have stopped this in its tracks. And until people understand with clarity what I just said and how absolute that statement is in the truth, you're missing it. This thing was all stopped by your local authorities following the law. And yet now we get this diffusion of energy, and we're going to be subsumed by that continuing division where we are the ones. Let me play her little statement here. for a minute or two.
Well, you know, I'll say, maybe it's a lot easier to live in a world where you don't take responsibility for that at all, and then you just always expect someone else to give it to you. But see, the problem is while that might be an easier solution for you, you're stuck then with whatever that is, because you didn't go get it for yourself. So this is a part of the problem, I think, right there. Because this is not something we're voting our way out of, okay? And I think it's pretty clear, because the agenda itself has not really changed this whole time. Because everything's been on a steady track since World War II ended, since before I was even born, and that agenda overall has not changed this entire time. So this is not, we're not voting our way out of whatever this is. That's not what's happening. And the fact that people still think that's how it's going to work is kind of hard to believe. Like, I don't know, maybe just, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I will say this. Everything that we see in this society, all of our institutions, everything that we have, our money, everything is based on legitimization. Why do these things work? Because everyone in mass has given that thing authority. They've legitimized that thing by it's being authorized. Quick question. Where do you think the power of authority comes from? This authority power. Where do you think that ultimately comes from? Do you think that authority comes from the magical authority rainbow and you just follow it to the end? There's like a magical pot of authority gold that you get from the magical authority leprechaun. Is that where the authority comes from? Because if you dig all the way down into the bag, the bottom of the authority bag, you know what you're going to see? A mirror shining back in your face. Authority comes from us. It comes from we the people. It comes from you and me. That's where authority comes from. What society decides to legitimize in mass and what they don't.
And I think that was pretty wise from Melissa. And this is what I've been saying. It's up to us. Each one of us. And this is why I appreciated the remedy of the habeas corpus, because it focuses everything on you, but the burden is not on you. So there's also an implication you're innocent to be able to bring that, and the burden's on the other side. It starts to, this remedy and the burden that we have to protect ourselves from oppression. It was predicted we would be under oppression. And it's up to us. So Melissa mirrors the same thing I'm saying. And I appreciate her statement there. There's a 50-something minute video you'll get a link to if you want to listen to more. I really didn't listen to more. Again, I'm so pressed for getting things done, trying to make sure everyone has what they want and they need for what is helping them, that I'm not able to spend too much time on some of this stuff. And anyway, so the title of that video is Now the Time to Do What We're Told. Well, yeah, it is. It's always the time to do what you're told. But will you? And will you do and respond correctly to tell those that have no right to do that to you? No. And in the right way. Not just to say no. No is not going to end. Just saying no doesn't work here. I don't know how much more I can say about that. It's going to take more. And they got us in a place of complete vulnerability, and we're just not a capable society. We want to speak highly of our Constitution, the protection, all this, the rights. That's all dead letters. George Bush, minor, was correct. It's just a piece of paper. You have to bring it to life. Anyway, thank you, Melissa Dykes, for that. Moving on, totally, you know, the eminent substitute Michael Snyder misses this whole entire point. The elections won't do this. The elections don't stop. It's like the Second Amendment. It's not going to stop this problem. Oh, yeah, I guess we could talk in mass, everyone hunting down the cancer, but that's a vigilante that's not going to work either, and root these people out and what all. It's just not going to work that way. So, We're in a hand-to-hand combat here, if you will, that each one of us, whether we want to not engage, which is not we're not in the fight, or we just submit, which is we're not in the fight. And the other side that's doing the aggression will win. Those of you that don't believe in the non-aggression principle, well, I've told you a long time ago, when someone doesn't care about that, you're going to have aggression. And they don't care about your beliefs about the non-aggression principle. That's what I talked about in stakeholders. I've been talking about all this for a long time on trying to find ways to explain how the condition's developing right around your eyes, right around your ears, right around your mind, right around your spirit and your body. Now you're at your body. You got your mind, body, and spirit. They've got you completely contained, and you're doing really nothing. Anyway, I'm trying not to fall into my own concern and get overwhelmed by how bad it's going to be. I'm attempting to keep a focus on continue to work to try and stop this, no matter how few want to do it there right now, but still try to be the example, try to get more to come to protect themselves, because this is really not a good thing. I don't even know what more to say. It's all written out. I don't know why I even have to talk about it more. And to be told not to, like, I'm telling people what to do. You're not hearing me. I'm telling you, you're going to have to do something, and then inaction is going to bring this worse upon you and faster. And yet, there's no reason for it. That's the other thing. It drives me nuts a bit. There's really no reason for what's happening to us. Anyway, get back to this. Because as we see, it's rolling down, and thank you to an emailer for this and what they're living. And now it becomes important. I told you, everyone's going to start seeing it's important now. Here it is. Lieutenant Governor, Islanders need your help. Ethical and social commentary on life and PEI. The Premier King of David Morrison are following a playbook for the response of COVID-19 that relies on a quarantine the healthy approach, never before followed by the medical experts, on an approach also relying on the test PCR that cannot even confirm the presence of a virus, restrictive measures, social gathering restrictions, social distancing, face masks, etc. I almost said my own pet peeve, etc. Not etc., please. Please, folks. Etc., ETC, so how you pronounce it, are being forecasted for a foreseeable future. This approach requires the extraordinary powers available when a public health emergency is declared. Without such an emergency declaration, this nonsense ends. Well, okay, this is in Hawaii. Apparently, the fine is if you're outside in Hawaii. Now, it's been a real long time when I went to visit that place. While we were there, the wind never stopped to blow anything away over there, so I don't know what their problem is. Maybe climate change stopped the wind in Hawaii. However, if you're caught outside, apparently, by these mask order, you can be fined $5,000. And so here, just outside without a mask. And so, let me go and touch that first paragraph. You'll get the link if you want to read about this. What other places are now suffering that is completely challengeable by you? First of all, they make a quote about that this thing relies on the quarantine the healthy. That's a facial violation of state law. That you can put in that context is the burden of the government to throw off. The statutes won't allow, once they have jurisdiction, they won't allow. The extent of the authority doesn't go to quarantine the healthy. And when you understand the hierarchy of your statutes explaining the black and white of this, instead of just giving it over to them, you'll understand what I've been saying about you challenge their first duty, which was to receive a report. Second was to take that report and make a case, which was an investigation, the facts of which would allow them to determine whether or not, this is still a question, whether or not there was an actual communicable disease that the communicable disease authority of the state could engage, and by that determine that infectious agent. Then, their authority for power, their power only extends to the sick. If you read this black and white that everybody doesn't want to spend a few moments to figure out. So, even though they're identifying the king over there in Hawaii, we used to be Kamehameha, wasn't it? And now it's Morrison, who happens to have all this all power. This is not actually the truth. That now you have a $5,000 fine just for walking out without a mask. You're already under a servitude. You're already going to be you're under the oppression. And I don't think your Second Amendment's going to help you there. I don't think all your protests, and I don't know how long you can stand in your house to not go out to get some stuff, that eventually you're going to be a hypocrite if you believe in the freedom. This also destroys your ability. I told you, your government's gone. Your establishment's gone, because now you can't access the courts freely. And then you're going to find out, as we find out in lots of places, and in particular now responded to one court, that the Supreme Court itself is compromised in violation of the same fraud. It's how fast the wrong goes against you, and it stacks up what appears to be valid evidence against your rights. That becomes, at least like I, as I've seen, the incapable societies, to the people within that society, to stop. That I've been here for months and months, almost a year now, explaining. Remember, in January, I was talking about November's reports for the flu season being the worst. Last year, when it was reported by the government, December 3rd in Philadelphia. We're coming right here. We're at the same time. Same stuff, folks. Going back to Hawaii. This is what's coming on everywhere. Now they're going to fine you. I don't know where I won't get up. There's a whole other dialogue about the fine. That you're supposed to be doing something that returns you the money to pay the fine that the government had the regulatory power over. That's a whole different matter. You pay a tax. You have to be paying a tax from some activity. That's a whole different matter that's also available to you all. Also, the separation of powers problem. How did the governor make law to make penal fines or administrative fines, where the power is only over the compliance with the statute for the duty of the official and limited? Is really simple. I just did it again. If you just handwrite all that back out and then expand it a bit, you have a complaint that a writ of habeas corpus should destroy on the other side pretty quickly. Granted, you may have to fight the Bar Association robed one as well, but I think that can be done, and it's just a matter of, let's get everybody involved with how they can properly think about what they need to do, get their understanding of the process, and start to move it forward. And as we start to do that, we will continue to learn that we're behind it, we're behind the eight ball, if you will, and it's going to take a yeoman's effort, but you're talking about your life. You're talking about freeing yourself up from a war crime, fraud, and worse to come through it is the other thing. Okay, so, you know, like I say that, my mind really kind of, I get really somehow sad in my mind for people, generally, society, with what I see coming down, and no one's really responding, that it's coming into, and there's no reason for it, and yet it's going to happen anyway. And here we have closer to what I've been saying. You may find a judge that's out there that's proper. And it says, judge says Los Angeles County health officials must provide evidence to justify a ban on outdoor dining at restaurants. Now, why the question is limited to outdoor dining, I don't know, but let's just look at this. The outdoor dining doesn't sound much different to me than Hawaii's outside without a mask. That we see that a judge will require, if you just ask him, I guess, nicely and right, and you don't meet up with someone that wants to evade justice like a couple of the chancellors, a chancellor that we know, and the Supreme Court that we know in another state, okay, Tennessee, what David Tulis is doing, and we're watching, again, we're scaring the termites, the rats are there, we just got to start trapping them, and it's not that easy somehow, but it's there, and you're exposing that state has never really had justice when you look at what's been going on, but this is our problem. This is how many steps into the stinking abyss we've stepped into, slid into, that we didn't even know about, that is what people who have been engaging that look at from where they are in the stinking abyss, looking up and saying, well, there's no justice. It's because we didn't stop the occupier inside that means to destroy you. And they mean to do it on many different levels. But here we have a judge. Great. One out of how many? How many judges in the country, United States of America, says the Los Angeles County officials. Now, let's look closely at that. I'm just reading the title, and I can go through this whole thing, but let's look at that. It is a Los Angeles County official, isn't it? And they're to bring medical evidence. But see, that title is even wrong, and I think I'm wondering whether the attorneys can understand this. The medical evidence isn't over the opening of or closing of an outdoor restaurant. The medical evidence is whether or not that restaurant is a patient. A source of the contagion. Okay, so you get back to the law, you realize that even that case, I'm thrilled that a judge says these public health officials have to have evidence. Yeah, they do. Why has it taken so long for this to finally come out? Why did the judiciary, in its jealous inherent power to make sure the laws are being upheld, make on their own motion a correction to what the executive branch officials are doing. As I mentioned, how does a governor make law and penal fines where the legislature hasn't done it? Is a breach of the separation of powers. Everybody that poo-poos the Constitution and it doesn't work, and you're not making that argument at all, I don't know about it. That's a hypocrisy in my mind. That it needs to be said. It needs to be said by somebody. Why? Nobody's saying it. Very few. Again, I always got to do the disclaimer. Those of you that are trying hard, I'm not talking to you. Right? Oh, and also, as I say, I don't really mind the down. I'm getting a lot more down thumbs on this because everyone has a counter opinion. But I look at that and say, unless you make a comment on how your way is better or instruct me on how what you're doing is better than what I say, you're just showing a down thumb at this point without a qualification. It's like an objection without a reason. I dismiss. I will turn it away. Why? Because you don't have the reason for your objection. All you're telling me is that you're ignorant. You have no basis for what you think about. But I understand YouTube gives us credit for that downturn. So that when I found that out, I said, it doesn't matter. Upturned, up thumb, down thumb, it doesn't matter. What I want to know is, are people engaging their brains correctly, and are they really on the path to help them, or are they going to hurt themselves inadvertently because they think they have it right, or are they going to tell other people wrongly? And I'm here every week. I've been here for years to have anybody know where I'm at, to be able to communicate with me on whether or not it's proper what I'm doing. And we saw last week or week before, and again, thank you for the comment, and I haven't gotten back to a part of the discussion on that. We're not too far away, actually, I think, in how what I say. I look at it from a slightly different perversion, the perversion of the law, I guess, as I'm saying. The provision that you move through may be valid, but I don't know. You just thumb down because you don't think. But, in fact, when I talked to one of the commenters, yeah, we're really close. As I said, we're probably closer than it seems by the dialogue, and it's a distance problem with me communicating after the fact and all that. But anybody that has a mind, a critical mind that understands this, we likely are going to be very consistent. So unless you can say the thumbs down you have has a reason by the comment in the comments of wherever you can, and I can read that, you're just telling me that you're dangerous to yourself and other people. And I'll get a thumb down for that because, see, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about likely, until I get communication, mentally harmed people. And this is what's coming on for the society that looks like the society that's going to have effects from the so-called symptom treatment of a fraud that the judge now says, you now see it, the county has to have evidence. And my problem with that is, why is it only limited to outdoor dining and not everything? Why doesn't everything have to have evidence? Why do you have to go fight as people for every scrap of your freedom in a court of justice? If this is in an equity court, and this is the other problem, did they do it at law or in equity? If they did it in equity, strictly an injunction, why isn't the other condition of similarly situated a demand from the plaintiff, saying that there's others similarly situated that are underneath this, so we want the county to now give medical evidence for everybody as a patient, that they are a patient, and that they're subject to the jurisdiction, and that the medical science, the real science, will allow for the mitigation measures. See, they're talking about mitigation measures here. As I've told you, that's your second step. That's the wrong step. That's done as a backstop once the authority that you're going to sue to say you've irreparably harmed me and you've created an unwarranted restraint on my liberty to lock me down like this in my fundamental liberties, all of them, you're going to have to show me the patient and then what you were doing against someone who's non-sick that was fair. That's a backstop. You say, first of all, you didn't have the right. Now, if you do have the right, once the court grants you this so-called all power, once you've given the evidence, then we're going to see whether or not that could extend to me and the amount. That's the within the discretion. And that's another thing that just came back. The answer back from the county was they have discretion to do what they do. And understand, that discretion is invoked by compliance with the statute following at least a five or so step process. So they may have discretion, but that's the false answer. They don't get that discretion until they have jurisdiction and authority. And so that's the response. They don't have jurisdiction and authority. They didn't argue it. They're saying we have discretion. It's irrelevant. Discretion is these measures. I want to know first where you have shown compliance with the law to allow you discretion. Now, when you understand what I just said there, which I think you do, it's a matter of applying it now, you'll see what I've been saying about the habeas. They come in, we have discretion, but you didn't have jurisdiction, is what your answer is. And it was your burden to say so. So you've committed, you allege the fraud, you allege a fraud to have yourself put to be unwarranted, your restraint, your warranted restraint is by fraud. Now they're supposed to come right up front with the answer to that fraud to allow them to avoid that it's fraud. That's the jurisdiction question. That's the compliance with the statute. That's what they can't do. So they'll come and say what they can do, but they're silent on how they got it. And this is the only answer. This is how this is answered in the context of challenging authority. Everyone says wants to challenge authority. I'm telling you, this is how you do it. And yet I get crickets, essentially. And so, judge says, health authority, county now, forget the state, forget the governor. The county. And some of you, see, if we had more people actually defending themselves, we could have all kinds of cases, some count doing the governor, some doing the county, and getting it. And if this is the case where they have to have the county, now the county order gets blasted, the county's now freed up, and then that puts question on whether the governor could have done it. That's why I've asked you in your letters, ask for any communication from the county that you're dealing with out to the governor or to the health authority of the state, because there's a chain of evidence and chain of action that goes on with all that, that if you're asking for the evidence of the communications between all these entities and none comes back, you now have telegraphed that the governor couldn't have gotten it from them, which means that he could not have said it was a fraud to put a general lockdown where at least the county you're in didn't find it. And so he's extended beyond the authority granted, even if we don't even challenge the authority. It's only, you'll look carefully, that authority only extends to where there's a problem, not everywhere. And that's why I've asked you, those of you that have and are doing it, we're asking very particular questions demanding evidence of compliance with certain things. Not everything, just the certain things that give them the authority. And the communication lines that are built into the statute can be probed by one question. Give me the evidence of the communications that went between you and anybody else relative to the issue in the county, which this judge in L.A. says, you got a county, you got to bring evidence. You just can't talk like you've been, just like the law should have been. Since when? The first time they locked it down. Now, I'm going to move a little bit different here. Seven things that were crazy conspiracy theories until 2020 happened. Pretty interesting insight. We go through the list. I'm not going to touch this too much, the universal basic income. But I guess what I want to point out here is how much didn't you hear? And there's a whole lot more, but how much didn't you hear on this list that finally took all the way till, December here to come out that somebody sees with a conspiracy theory? It wasn't a conspiracy theory. It's what the label they put on. This was written in the documents. You've heard it behind the woodshed for a decade. And anyway, if you listen to me longer than that on other networks and or my writings, I was talking about all this stuff. Universal basic income, that's real. Okay, so that was a conspiracy theory. No, it's travel papers. That was a conspiracy theory. Okay, have you heard that behind the woodshed? Yes, like other places. I'm just pointing out something because I'm going to get to the very last one. It's a trick question. Did you hear all this as really conspiracy theory from behind the woodshed, or did you hear it as a fact laid out by documentation by those that would come and oppress you? Again, is the distinction I want you to start to realize that you can move yourself beyond conspiracy theory. There's nobody that's moving these letters through or the lawsuits or the suggestion of a lawsuit through that is being hit by an official that says that's a conspiracy theory. And that's why, it's how I'm telling you to do that is to protect you. If you just walk in and just ask for general stuff without relating to the black and white, they can do that to you. They can dismiss you. They'll send anything else to you, and it's justified. But you start talking very specific to the guidelines that they were supposed to meet. Not you, they. Now you get rid of their ability to put any label on you, and they become obligated immediately and maybe in violation because of the request. Number three, mandatory GPS tracking of humans. You think that's a conspiracy theory, folks? If you think it is today, you've been listening behind the woodshed for sure, and not anywhere else either. Cashless societies, and we've heard this, I've heard this since the 70s. Boy, has it really shown its ugly face now. And I told you be careful about the Bitcoin, but no, everyone wants to throw in, okay, the Wild West of the blockchain so-called currency. That's cool. But that's, I told you, that was going to be tempered. Cashless society, is that a conspiracy theory? No, you're watching it. We watched it come on. I've been reporting about it. Microchips, well, now we're doing micro dots, aren't we? Okay, so maybe a little bit change in the word. The point is they're going to be able to track you about, and they're using this COVID to be able to do it. You'll notice that what they talk about DARPA. Military, folks. Military. And then one of the links to a video that I have is going to talk about, I have a guy that's going to tell you from his perspective, being a military guy from Russia that moves over here, that understands what socialism, their socialism is like. And he's seeing the same thing here. And then he finally gets to the point. I was irritated for about 40 minutes of his talk, kind of pointing it off to Russia, pointing the problem off to China, which I told you could be, but that our laws in the United States would have stopped that at the gates. He finally gets to the point the U.S. military is involved through DARPA and other things. And now I could relax. The guy's on it. He was preparing he was telling us his path, his understanding, consistent with mine, but I'm a lot less pointing the finger at China, a lot less pointing the finger at Russia. Yes, those things are there. But we have a military that's supposed to protect and serve the country here, which should have been the people, and they weren't supposed to become the enemy, the combatant, which they then identify. When they called you an enemy combatant, that was the proof that your military was not working for you. And all y'all that were in military and your oath, you were duped. And you're not going to use your Second Amendment to stop this. And it's global, so it's beyond. And so we got to kind of, my mind was, let's turn around and go internal, like William Roberts again would say, become vocal local. Now, his track was a whole different track than whatever I would ever consider. And yet, we came to the same response. And so this is the truth that starts to speak through. In our differences, we still speak in one voice. We will start to respond. The response may be in our different capacities and the paths that we understood, but it will be a response, and it will be on the point, on the target that I'm asking you about. So microchips, DARPA, military, folks. I've been telling you about this forever. I mean, I haven't not talked about this. Mandatory vaccines. Now, this is going to be a kind of a trick one, but you're watching it. You're watching the insistence of vaccines. Though, we'll get to another link and why I'm going to give it to you. Dr. Vernon Coleman made a comment, and I'd like to have someone check this out and send me an email at markonthebeast@protonmail.com. He says when an emergency vaccine is issued, it cannot be made mandatory. Now, that kind of seems to go against Title 50, so I'm truly interested in understanding if someone could track that down. Dr. Vernon Coleman from the UK references the United States law that says an emergency whatever cannot be used mandatory. But mandatory vaccines, you're gonna see the imposition. They call it the hesitancy. Remember, fraud 19, it's not being hesitant. It's wanting, and calling for the arrest of a crime against mankind. You're not a skeptic. You're calling for the arrest of a war against mankind. It's not skepticism. And if you should have something in you, you'll have it. They talked about here, the much heralded COVID vaccine could be rolled out in a matter of days, Pfizer and BioNTech, and I'm going to touch that now as we move into this. Continuing on, they go on and on and on. The seven, I think it was the last one. Re-education camps. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at this. There's the trick part of the question. Have you heard me talk much about re-education camps? And so out of this whole list, I'll have to say and concede, I'm not sure I've ever talked about re-education camps in the concept of what the so-called conspiracy theorists would have thrown out. What have I said? I've said you've been in one the entire time. Not that they were going to have them. You're living in one. I've lived in one, and it takes something that, like the refinement, you go through the fire, you have to go through some turmoil to get this programming to be deprogrammed, I think D-E-D-E. Is that right, just in case? Thank you there for the continuing support on minds and the reminds and all that. the deprogramming. You go through something that goes in your body. Like I did a fever, and it like burnt out this programming, and all of a sudden I was free to start relearning. I literally had no really knowledge of things, it seemed. It was a fog, as I've told you. The fever put most everything I knew in what seemed to be a room, locked up in a fog. And, you know, because I got the door open one time, and I flipped the light switch, figuratively in my mind, and there was a fog. I couldn't see anything anyway. And so I had a real trouble for a long time. And if you could say I fixed it, it was like a blessing in disguise. I ended up going back to the library, and I was literally reading 50 books a week. I don't know how I could do it. It was a whole new capacity that built in when I got burnt out of what was in me. And so I'm here today after all that. I don't know, neither here nor there, but I noticed that other people that have this trauma who come to you kind of it shakes you out of the programming. So maybe more people need to be this to happen to them. I don't know. But did I talk about re-education camps? No, not really. It's like lots of other things I won't talk about. A lot of tough stuff you might hear like from AJ, like criticizing him last week. Probably got some thumbs down for that too. This is, you're living in a re-education camp. It's a continuing re-education cramp. Yeah, that's right. Re-education cramp. That is transforming your entire society. Now you're hearing the reports. Your property will be nothing here shortly unless you understand a couple things. And I've talked about all that behind the woodshed. This is not even new for me. In fact, I'm really running out of words here. I'm really having a tough time. What do I do? How do I do this? We talked about, I got to do an aside. You know, I've been thinking about breaking down the broadcast maybe to make it in little bite-sized pieces. I'm talking to Circle in the RLM chat 2 weeks ago, I think it was. And she goes, well, that would hit the algorithms better. And then I told her, but that's a lot of work. And she admitted it's a lot of work. And this is the problem. It's a lot of work to do a bite-sized piece of information coherently to attach to all the rest. So that most of you all, like as guided by the Sound Minds analytics, 12 you folks tune in for 12 minutes and think you've got something, or you can make a decision on the information I'm giving. 12 minutes is your attention span is not the attention span of a society that can protect itself. Okay, I said it. More thumbs down, right? Or you're just going to dismiss me without the thumbs down? It doesn't matter. The point is going to be the truth, and the truth is action. And the truth is that if you're in action, you've consented, and it's not the truth. The truth is about that you were in action, and you can't complain. It's a hypocrite to complain. So re-education camps? No, I've never really talked about it. Why? Because I've been telling you, every broadcast, you're in one. It's an ongoing transformation of your system, your mind, your spirit, and now your body coming. And I hear just crickets. This is nonsense. I get upset a bit about that, thinking about how the future looks very dark. I don't know. I'm really an optimist because I think we could pull it together just in the blink of an eye. We can do better, folks. We can do much better than we were told of the people of the past as well. We have the insight. We, if you will, stand on the shoulders of giants, if you will. We can extricate ourselves from after being slipping into the stinking abyss. All these years I've talking about it, and now you're finding out you really are there. Great Reset. World Economic Forum tells public to start eating weeds, bugs, and drinking sewage. You've heard all this. The conspiracy theories? No. They're fact. They're written down. I was telling you all about it. This is not a joke. This is not a joke about what they're doing. We've talked about you being the crickets. You're going to be the fodder. You're going to be the food for their bread. A few break bread on you, about you, with you, as they profit from you because you're crickets. You think there's a summertime coming, you're in a summertime, nothing going on, silence in the forest, and everything's fine and kosher because you have leaders making decisions. Even if you don't believe in those leaders, they're still making the decisions. Exclusive, how Health Secretary Matt Hancock misled Parliament about Pfizer vaccine. Now we're getting to back to the COVID, the instrument of destruction, and how they're moving this through, how they're getting the vaccine through a fraud 19. What this thing might be, it is, that people are starting to identify how the fraud is being perpetrated, and this becomes, again, people not stepping up to say more. Upon this disclosure, I'll read a very interesting discussion for a bit. I was going to read a lot more. Again, there's so much to talk about. hope you're interested to understand other people see the problem, have an articulable way to articulate that, that if you don't have the words to say, they might for you, at least to bring it along so that you can then become empowered enough to implement what you need to do to protect yourself. The exclusive Home Health Secretary Matt Hancock misled Parliament about the Pfizer vaccine. This is Matthew Hancock announcing a milestone, quote, milestone of an MHRA-approved vaccine to the House of Commons yesterday. Remember, I told you last week, UK is kind of proceeding a bit ahead of us. Until I think they trigger Operation Warp Speed, and that vaccine is going to be coming to you very quickly. And you're going to have a word in your mouth about how to avoid that. I don't think it's mandatory. You will have to put some tough stuff together. You may not be in a place that you're subjected, like people that are captive in old folks' home, the first victims. Well, actually, they're said to be the second victims. The first victims are going to be all your healthcare people. If this is a foreign attack agreed to by your U.S. military, they are going to attack your healthcare people. So when you get sick, you have nowhere to go. They're going to if you look at the numbers coming out of UK and what the UK is willing to do and what Russia was willing to do to its own people, and what the fact that you'll hear about some of this in some of these videos, you'll hear the governments are willing to kill you off just to test something. They're willing to have losses. That could be you. And so you can leave it up to that, I guess. You can leave it up to chance. I guess that's okay, too. But this is where a point where you're going to have to come out of the same. You're in the valley of the shadow. You're in the valley of the shadow of death. You're in the valley of the shadow. They've come out. They're coming out of the shadow. They're still in the shadow because it's the valley of the shadow. And you've got to come from the shadow that you're in there, and you're going to have to respond to it. And part of that is walking through while the boogie virus is there and getting to the other side where you then have the power. If you get trapped in there, in fact, they're coming. I used to say you stay on the narrow path, you'll be okay. They're going to be jumping onto the narrow path here. You may not be able to pass these trolls. You know, my mind was, I can't remember the skit from the Monty Python. Go past the troll on the bridge. They ask you a question. You ask the reverse question, and you kill it. Same thing here. It's pretty fascinating what comes through for examples. But he says here, he added that the Pfizer formulation has been subjected to closest scrutiny for the MHRA, close quote, and been given a clinical authorization. This, he stated baldly, is a vaccine we will all believe in. He finally bragged that this is a first vaccine in the world to have achieved regulatory approval for use against COVID-19. Mr. Hancock lied to the House. He further lied to BBC News viewers earlier in the day, as he told them, when this vaccine is rolled out, things will get better, and we will all return to normality and the things we love. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that. And here's, again, they don't know. Here was the critical part I read about this thing right here, what he writes, the author writes. He doesn't know that. He cannot know that. And this is an emphatically not what the MHRA Pfizer decision says. And so this requires, again, you being important to yourself, take responsibility for yourself, tear through how, I would say this gives you a good guidance to find out how they're doing it in the United States or anywhere around the world, to be able to make a bullet point of these things. This article from The Slog is a good start for those of you that keep asking me, where's the form? What do I do? How do I go about it? And there's a simple process. If we would just settle down and kind of follow a methodology, we can work through all those questions pretty quickly. And he says, I apologize now as having to resort to the science bit. It is, however, vital that this reckless little man is held to account. I am indebted to to Slog reader Martin for digging out the somewhat obscure links to the MHR website. The reality of what the regulator has decided blows Hancock's claims out of the water. So you have people going and committing fraud in front of the government. And so those of you that are not kind of engaging this to catch that, and yes, it might be a little bit difficult to keep up with that, but there's enough of us out there to do it. This kind of a record gets made, and nobody puts a counter record to it. This little letter right here, this little web blog could be, whether or not they did that for that purpose. I'm saying you need to engage that. What's the point here? Well, this is the same information used by your local health official as well. Not for UK, but the same excuses and evasions that they're using. Again, if you haven't, the point is that you can't use a vaccine. You haven't identified your compliance with the law to determine an infectious agent. How do you know what your vaccine's supposed to work against or for or with, even if it is only for symptoms? And let me run through the quick little list, and that's where I wanted to end. You get an idea of what's going on and problems with these admitted problems, the official admitted problems within the document. And I have to say here, this article, the points, I had to go through and find the points in the document, which I'll give you a link to, that he responds to. It's a government document. He kind of mashed up some of the statements together, but they're all there. The ones I could find were all there. They're just in different spots, and he didn't document where exactly in the document they are, but those statements are in the document. These statements here. These are the key facts for the Pfizer BioNTech products assessment under Regulation 174 at the MRHA, which is UK. It won't change across. It's the same thing across the globe. This medicinal product does not have a UK marketing authorization, but has been given authorization for temporary supply by the UK Department of Health and Social Care. Health and Social Care. Second point, it has no approval at all for people aged under 16. So when you know these bullet points, you bring them together in a 3x5 card to carry around with you to be able to have one more layer of objection, if you will, challenge, that it's not proper, or eventually it comes to the full disclosure you're required before you can consent. If you get the more legal term in your, legal, okay, quit getting triggered. Legal term, it is a foreign system. It's a legal system that's imposing on you. You speak those languages, you learn those terms, you put those in your document, it empowers it, it makes it much more powerful. There's no question what you're talking about. Moving into the bullet points, the administration of COVID-19 RNA vaccine BNT162B2 should be postponed in individuals suffering from acute severe febrile illness. Well, this COVID-19 symptom is febrile illness. And I found that just fascinating. Keep going. No interaction, next one, no interaction or contraindication studies have been performed. Folks, listen very carefully. If those of you are taking medications of any kind, and I have to extend this to herbs, because you'll see the contraindication for Western medicine medications, drugs, is herbs. They want to counter the effects of the nasty poisons they tell you is trying to help you. So I would incorporate what you're doing to help your natural path remedies. No interaction or contraindication studies have been performed. In the absence of compatibility studies, this medicinal product must not be mixed with other medicinal products. All right? I'm taking aspirin. Don't mix it. All right? This is all supposed to be disclosed for you. You would have this on a 3x5 card or whatever. In your little, the same leash that you have, your little phone, you better make a document. You got to push a button to pull it up so it's real fast. Moving on here, more. The COVID-19, and remember, I keep wanting to say fraud-19 without saying COVID, but it's not what the document says. So just, if you can, when I say COVID-19, put fraud-19 there, and we'll move on. You'll understand how it works out much better. COVID-19 mRNA vaccine BNT162B2 is not recommended during pregnancy. For women of childbearing age, pregnancy should be excluded before vaccination. Which caused me to actually think this was kind of funny. When the PCR test is the pregnancy test now, they get to send you at home. Guys, maybe you can say you're pregnant now and we can avoid this whole thing. How's that? Huh? We just use their stuff, right? Oh, here's your tools, and that's what they said, I'm pregnant. I'm a guy. Oh, it doesn't matter. It says I'm pregnant. It threw a positive. So, pregnant women, please, all right? Nobody under 16. They're not saying a lot of this. You have to know this is really serious, and this is the stuff they're telling you. It is unknown. And here we go to the knowns and unknowns about this whole thing. And I want to make, and I was almost going to make a statement, I think I still will eventually here, the consensus science, and this is the thing for you mirror people that are doing the broadcast and simulcast, I'm not saying post this and think that the exception is going to work. I'm saying if you do get a tick, a violation from YouTube, use the exception, and you're going to use it in this way. It's unknown whether the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine is excreted in human milk. The point is, it's unknown. Consensus science says things about this are unknown. And you should have a short list of things where you found that the scientists, so-called, the consensus is they just don't know, because they don't know. Here's another one. The effects of the vaccine on fertility are unknown. And we're going to hear a shocking little statement out of the Freudian slip from someone who says that's what they think they're going to be doing with it. The effects of the vaccine of the fertility are unknown. That brings up, actually, they're not actually testing for that. So they don't want to know. And so this is why, because that's the object. Going on, reporting suspected adverse reactions after authorization of the medicinal product is important. It also allows continued monitoring of the benefit risk. I'm going to say this again, benefit risk. You're going to find on the documentation as we read, that's all they're listening for. They're not worried about safety. Benefit and risk. And part of the risk is profit. You'll find this right in the Pfizer documents. And I get this from a video I'll give you the link to. You can hear the whole video. I'm just going through some of the proofs. I want to highlight for you to understand how to go look through this documentation to protect yourself as this thing starts to roll out against you and the demands upon your family to go do things or not to be able to do things because you don't. This becomes a different type of problem, but I think it can be addressed as well. It allows continued monitoring. Healthcare professionals are asked to report any suspected adverse reactions via the coronavirus yellow card reporting site. This was a critical statement in this report already, because we had just found through the other link last month from somewhere else, I don't remember how or I found it, there was this acquisition tender for an AI digital program, computer program, that would track the adverse events that were known to be going to occur. They already had the website. I don't think I got off the broadcast and I found a link or someone sent a link. They already had this website up. So I've told you that, I think it was that broadcast or the one before, they already know what they're going to do when the tender came out. I would be surprised that it wasn't already going. This was the proof that it actually is, the yellow card. And guess who writes to it normally? Would be the professionals are asked to report. This becomes another problem. No one actually fully reports. It's like the VAER system in America. We got, you know, get a video. We won't go there. I won't talk to run the audio. I got a video where someone in the system of it agrees. Only 1% reporting goes on. So this is not even factual reporting, notwithstanding all the technology they're bringing to it. Again, they don't really want to know that it's harming, because they are in a risk-benefit analysis. I told you, this is all about risk management. I've been saying this for years and years. Even the fire management is risk management. It's not fire suppression. They're not in the business. There's no money made anywhere from any place when you suppress something, when you stop it. It's only made when you continue it and you say you're under the guise of management. This is all the same thing over and over and over. And I wish people would stop really turning away from it, arguing with me, saying, oh, I've had enough, they've heard enough of me. Whatever you say, thumbs down, whatever your attitude is, there's no way. I know anybody who does all that is certainly not interested to look deep enough to find out. They are doing you dirt the same way over and over, and everybody will speak that history repeats itself. And I almost found this. George Carlin came in my mind right there. I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere. But at any rate, they tell us how they're going to come at us and do it over and over and over. Those that know us better than ourselves know that we will not stop it. And I've been trying to interject in and tell us we don't necessarily are responsible to do that. We can, and here's partly how. Whether or not I have the ultimate answer is not really, to me, the point. Any answer right now is going to be something. So the yellow card, let me move on. Very important article here. I hope you get the link. A lot of you don't. I do a lot of work, hours after this broadcast, putting this stuff together for y'all. some of you come in. I appreciate that I see just links. I don't know who you are, but the links of just clicking on there to read it. I hope you're reading through it. I hope you, those even few, are working with the information. This is so important to tie together. Well, I've given you the document that's on the link, but I gave it to you as a separate link. You'll have it in the blogcaster. If you go to reallibertymedia.com, you'll get all this in links. The mirror places, the places that mirror normalization of ignorance or sound minds or whomever. And I think Walrus might be out there, although I haven't got back to her, the BitChute. I couldn't find her account's gone. Any of you that do that and put the link over to you might be able to find the links on those sites to get over to the blogcaster. Has all these links for you to read from. You want to confirm this. The link to this document, this is a government document, has all the phrases that we went through. You'll find them in throughout. Gave you another link. You'll get to the regulatory approval of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for COVID-19 government website documents, if you're interested in that, because this is the thing they're really starting to push. This is that mRNA thing. It's a total different beast than what anybody has ever done. They'll tell you that. Here's a video that I'm going to have a link. Misinformation, the small print. Pay attention. You're going to learn something. That's what I just covered. You really need to see the... I do this also to thank whoever this was. It says Carolyn Stevens, if I look down and get this just right. A video on brand new tube, which I'm considering at this point. I'm also considering something called new tube. That looks a lot quicker and cleaner, but it's a newer one, so it doesn't have as much coverage. But I don't get the coverage anyway, so I'm just looking for durability, longevity, and things like that. But a brand new tube, I'm getting more links to go there instead of YouTube, so the tide may be turning. Explosive topic, it's under. Read the smart fine print. Absolutely, it's right in there. Everything's in there. Yes, your eyes are going to squint. Your mind, your eyes want to roll back, but you have to understand the battlefield. How they're deceiving you, how they're getting us through, and those statements returned back through a fraud claim. In other words, touching the orders and the things that they fit, the color of authority that someone is attempting to use against you is a felony. So let's go to that quickly. Coronavirus yellow card reporting site. It's up, folks. So what I was talking about, what they were saying there was a tender to buy, it's been up. It's already been functioning. How fast they are ahead of us. Okay, so this is, I don't know what more to say. They're just ahead of us, and they've got the edge. And as I'm running to another, my next link is where Professor Sir John Bell, talking with another guy on an interview, slips up and admits that, and it's a Freudian slip, but the way this comes out, you have to actually see this video, and I'm not going to play the video. I'm just going to describe the quick end of it. He says that the vaccines would not sterilize the bulk of the population, and that they still have to see whether or not the vaccine will do what they want. It is a shocking thing to watch, and you can kind of dismiss it as just a Freudian slip. He meant injection or whatever. But when you see, you have to see past even that, what he says, and look at the response of the interviewer. I don't think the guy, you just see his mouth is kind of dropped. He actually is sitting there stunned at what he just heard and puts his hand over his mouth. And I don't think he can believe what he just heard. And I think he knows. And it cuts off. This is one of the problems. I don't know. I suppose he then entered in and said, are you sure you meant sterilization? They probably patched that up. But the Freudian slip is telling, because they just said in the documentation that they don't know about fertility. And I'm telling you that in prior conditions, they usually don't look, and then we find out that they will cause fertility problems. These are absolutely already starting to be understood to be so. If you don't know that, then you're really, I don't know what to say. You really need to know this stuff. This is how they're moving through a way when you realize it's attacking the nervous system, these things, when you realize what the shady words they're using to say that it does interfere with your genetics. It attacks the nervous system and the brain. You'll hear that in one of the other videos. they explain a bit how. Then we have some more videos I'm going to bring up that explain more specifically the chemicals that are being used to do that. These adjuvants, these enablers, are critical in coming in and affecting your nervous system. And you've seen the evidence of all that throughout Epstein-Barr and stuff for the other vaccine and these neurological problems. And I got a video that was sent to me, someone who is suggesting that they had just gotten at their door, they had just gotten the injection, and kind of tells you for a minute or two, not even a minute, how that was so great. And I think they did a very good job in replicating the imagination of what it's going to start to do to you if you do get that. And so I threw that in just as a little bit of humor. I think I pulled it off pretty good. That's the obvious one. The worst one is down the road. You won't know right off the bat. The attack on your nervous system, including your brain, will be such a long-term problem that you won't really understand it. And at some point, as you'll see in another video that I'll get to here, just to name it, the doctor there from Wyoming, he says that it does this, and he explains the condition a bit there too, and it's made to attack your system so that you're not functioning. As I told you a long time ago, you're going to be so overwhelmed in your own body, they're going to disconnect you from your own, they're just going to disconnect your body from your spirit, if you will. Your mind will be useless. And so that's the big deal here. They're going to disconnect you even from the gumption that you can build to come up against something. And this is what these things are planning to do. So if you extrapolate that down, you'll realize that they want a society that can't respond. No different, I told you, when you have a family and most of the kids have autism, for whatever reason, you're not looking politically in the world. You're not able to defend the republic, if you will. You're not able to keep that republic. You're not able to engage those that would come against you. You're just trying to take care of your family. That was a telegraphing of what they're going to do to each one of you. And I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to get that. They don't necessarily need you. The rest of society is going down the tubes if we don't respond, and you're not going to get the information back. Another video here. You'll find all these links in the blogcaster. VAER, adverse reaction for vaccines. Fewer than 1% of adverse reactions are reported. And this was a deposition of 7 minutes or so of an executive of some sort. I don't remember. He's agreeing that there's not very much return on these yellow card. And I found that yellow card was like yellow star or something like that. The yellow card reporting system. It's not going to tell us information. It becomes a database for more misinformation and substantiation from the medical experts, which I told you, if you look carefully, foreign medical experts have been called appropriate in your states, and that was done by rule, not by legislature. That's another thing you have to attack. The medical experts are not. Why? Because you need to compile wherever you heard in a scientific paper or whatever. Well, we just don't know. And this, again, I got links here this time, again, that'll point that out if you just read them. Returning now to vital information from the COVID-19, fraud 19 vaccine. This is the Dr. Vernon Coleman. Again, I'm going to ask again. He references the United States law he believes will not allow an emergency anything, medication, to be mandatory. I'd really like to track that down. I don't have the time for it. If someone knows about it already that I don't, if you could send me the link to the study on that at markonthebeast@protonmail.com. This is going to be a big thing you need to have right up front where you can do the objective black and white basis, not an opinion, on the limitation of that, together with these other things. This is another video I want to point out just to show to you that you, again, tying all this information so you get an idea the nuts and bolts of what's going on to give you a better amount of statement in your words if you come to a question or you come to the defense of someone else, again, willing. Some people will just take this up. I don't know what to do about those people. But those that will be willing to listen and need to be protected because they don't quite know. More information here. That Dr. Kerry Maydej, who came out a long while back about the vaccines, how she was really feeling uncomfortable. She has another video. She did an interesting thing about really, she's been studying the ingredients and more to what the effects are that I haven't heard anybody do yet that I want you to hear, because it brought up something that I had read something about that I, again, with a limited amount of time, hadn't quite, well, didn't have the time to go through more specifically even than what she mentions, that is mentioned by the gentleman at the one of these last videos where he's talking to you of how they're coming. And she talks about in this video that you need to see these ingredients of how they work, how they actually go in and do and transcribe, how they actually go in and touch the DNA. They're, even though the gentleman Igor Shepherd, I think, is on the end, says they were never supposed to do that, even though the technology allows it. That's not what they're supposed to be doing, but that's what this stuff, the ingredients they put together, do. That Dr. Carrie Maydej tells you the propylene glycol is one of those elements that they put, that they encapsulate these proteins in, that they can sneak into a cell and deeply into a cell in order to sneak in the payload, the Trojan horse, which then instructs the cell to operate the way it wants, and the process not being perfect can transfer the DNA over. And it has to make a hybrid of an instruction that isn't natural. It's all synthetic models. You're now hearing more information. Even if China was a suggestion, all they suggested, as I've told you, it's a computer model what they're running back in through their equipment in order to make up, fabricate something that doesn't really even exist and never been shown. No isolate again. And the isolate they have won't be a natural substance. It is novel. It's man-made. It's an endless ability to make disease against you. So I want you to see Dr. Carrie Maydev explain the ingredients that are in here and understand how the mechanism works. Now, I think it's Igor, I hope it's Shepherd. He mentions lipids. I'm not so sure that propylene glycol doing this is a lipid, but neither here nor there. They can use either way to open up a hole inside a cell to deposit an RNA instruction set into a cell, which then causes it, literally takes it over. It starts to control what goes on. So this is all, I can't imagine any of this. Really, I'd rather give me a bottle of NyQuil. I'll go through the flu. I've been through the flu. I've been asking people, have you ever been through a flu? Oh, yeah, 3 weeks I was down. Yeah, right. We've been through the flu. We know it, and it feels like you're near death, doesn't it? Well, at some point, some weakened people with comorbidities, they don't make it out of that state. When you're healthy and strong and you've got immune system, we can go through the deep part of it and come back. With these vaccines, you don't get to do that. And they control what they're building in order for your body to respond to. Anyway, I appreciated the Dr. Carrie Maydej analysis of the ingredients. I hadn't heard any of that. I think it's important for you to see. It ties into what I did understand, and also ties into the gentleman, Dr. Igor Shepherd, I think his name is, on what he's explaining. Even if our language is a bit off, it's still consistent. It's still a consistent enough. Something I don't want to experiment with myself. Five things you need to know about mRNA vaccines. One mRNA vaccine developed in the United States, Moderna now, not Pfizer, began its first human trials on March 16th. Folks, before this thing got wind, it was already happening. Whereas another under development in Germany, a company CureVac, offered an 80 million euro investment by the European Commission. But what exactly are mRNA vaccines, and why could they be promising in the fight against coronavirus? We spoke with Professor Isabel Becker Dejean Ding, head of the microbiology division of Germany's Paul Ehrlich Institute, which provides a scientific advice to companies, including CureVac, and sits on the scientific committee of Europe's Innovative Medicines Initiative. Here are the five things. They're a whole new type of vaccine. If an mRNA vaccine was approved for corona, if it was approved, right? It would be the first of its type. It's a very unique way of making a vaccine, and so far, such vaccine has been licensed for infectious disease. said Professor Ding, vaccines work by training the body to recognize the respond to the proteins produced by disease-causing organisms such as a virus or bacteria, the thing a PCR test can't discriminate against. Of the bacteria, of which is what killed people like in the Spanish flu, it wasn't really the virus that way. And you see the response to people's bodies wearing the mask to bacterial infections on their face. A couple, I think, if I got it right, killed some babies. And so, traditional vaccines are made up of small and inactive doses of the whole disease-causing organism or the proteins that it produces, which are introduced into the body to provoke the immune system into mounting response. mRNA vaccines, in contrast, trick the body into producing some of the viral proteins itself. Now, I'm going to tell you, you challenge you to go and look at that process and tell me whether or not if they can induce, cause your body to produce foreign proteins if it has not hijacked your cell. They work by using mRNA or messenger RNA, which is the M, messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid, which is the molecule that essentially puts DNA instructions into action. Where does the DNA come together but the hybridization of that, isn't it? I've talked about all this before. Here, I can read more. It starts to become a bit terrifying when you realize they're talking about this thing that's a vaccine that can literally take over cells, and the ingredients of which allow that to happen. It's made to go into places it really ought not to be. It's made to break down your natural system. But to produce an mRNA vaccine, scientists produce a synthetic version of the mRNA that a virus uses to build its infectious proteins. I've never been saying any different for all these months. These are simulated ideas of what they thought, all gained from China, good, bad, or indifferent. They're not natural. The mRNA is delivered into the human body, whose cells read it as instructions to build that viral protein and therefore create some of the virus's molecules themselves. These proteins are solitary, so they do not assemble to form a virus. The immune system then detects these viral proteins and starts to produce a defensive response to them. But when you go read the documentation, they don't know it will only do that. And the Pfizer has three of these these components that are built in, not one. You can't remember the term for it. Single. It's a triple, not single. And also they're admitting that the Pfizer has the entire genome in their instruction set, which none other has as well. So the number two, they can be more potent and straightforward to produce than traditional vaccines. Again, you're going to see in the documentation, one of the disclaimers is whether or not it will be profitable. This is what you're seeing. What they'll tell you also is part of the chemical factory to do this is your body. They make one of the steps to create these actual things they're making. Your body is part of their process. Essentially, they've hijacked you into their production. Anyway, go on and on and on. Most of what we know about mRNA vaccines comes from work on cancer. Again, they've not tested any of this for translation over to things that are generic and wild in populations. Maybe specific, but not generic. Again, these have never been agreed to. What they're doing with this propylene glycol sandwich or encasement, encapsulation. The word for the day was pegylation. Peg, P-E-G, elation. It's propylene glycol elation, P-E-G. It's the process by which they encapsulate. They take these, what Dr. Maydej would call a hydrogel component, and to slip in through your cell wall. It's called pegylation, new word. If you look inside pegylation, you're going to find another word, and it escapes me. It starts T-R-I, trifection, it might come to my mind. Go look at what trifection at Wikipedia does, and look to see that they don't do it in human cells. And you'd ask yourself, what is a process called pegylation that creates this Trojan horse to slip by the gates, to deliver a payload into your cells that has never been used is it called trifection, that's not to be used in human cells doing in a vaccine for you. And they agree they do that under trifection in order to change your DNA in the cell. And so through a long chain of word study, you come to the truth notwithstanding what you're being told anywhere, or even that you're being told and you aren't aware enough. You don't have the vocabulary in you anymore. The population and society, they talk about dumbed down. This is the worst of it. They don't even know, you don't even know how to look at the words. And the first time you see a code word, say, hold it, that's not full disclosure. And then go find out what it is. It's, I think, a Y, Grimner, P-E-G-Y-L-I-A-T-I-O-N, I think. Anyway, you'll find it. I'll get the links here. Okay, so, anyway, if you start reading the words, you start understanding what they're saying here, you start realizing these are beasts. These are monsters of things that have never done. In fact, the wiki doesn't even show it's supposed to be used in human cells, and the processes that they're using are going to be injected in human cells. Now, I had a concern about even the cryogenic storage and all that. Well, there is a time, and this is another problem, handling, just like the PCR test, all this high technology nonsense is really finicky. And you better, another problem is, has it been handled, even if it was 100% okay, has it been handled okay? It's down into minutes at times if they mishandle. And Maydej will tell you, she's been in clinics all her adult career. She laughed at the ability of a clinic to be able to handle it as strictly as she's read the military instructions on their handling of it in Operation Warp Speed, if you didn't understand the connection to the military again. Okay, so on and on. It just the connections here are on and on. It's moving over to another one. But just so you understand, Pfizer issued a press release on November 9 confirming that this vaccine they produce is an mRNA. And another discussion that you need to read. And they'll tell you inside this discussion, highlighting what is, and I'm getting it from a particular website. Well, I think got me over into also the documents from Pfizer. They highlight for you very quickly, so you don't have to go through a lot of work. They highlight for you the passages, and it looked like they faithfully reproduced those passages so you could read through them. And I'm running on a bit out of, we got it some time, but I'm running out for all that I have to speak to. Again, you need to read, you need to see the black and white. You need to know there's no doubt what I'm telling you, or filter out. If it's important to you, you need to read this stuff. You can't, when you go talk, if you haven't and you listen to me, you're always going to have a doubt. When it comes down to have to protect yourself, it will not come out of you because it's not something that you saw. It's not something you're convicted in. And this is the critical point. Everything you do from here on out with this nonsense is going to be something you will have to be absolutely convicted in and have to present it, I would say, through at least fraud, failure to fully disclose, lack of actual notice, fraudulent notice. And I say fraud and notice particularly because in an equity jurisdiction, you want to stand on law. You want to start saying the law is something. You have to speak within the exceptions of handing a license inside to the authority that has a presumed prerogative authority. You have to take that away from them. You've heard me talk about this over and over. And anyway, so reading. I'm pointing out today's list of the blogcaster will be a whole bunch of things that will show you the authorities, the manufacturers, insights that people have had consolidating this information to speed up your ability to acquire the information that you need to read. In this document, moving to the next link here really quickly, in this document they talk to how the thing works and how it creates a problem, a stimulus in your immune system, how it focuses in on the immune system to cause autoimmune disease, and links over to the wiki also. Good, bad, or indifferent about wiki. You can just, to me, this is just good enough for what I'm telling you here. You can certainly take these as a lead to go find more in-depth if you need to, but I haven't found that it's necessary just to know the list of autoimmune diseases. It's shocking to see what these vaccines could cause in anybody, and you don't know because they don't know. Because each body is separate and different, and they can't possibly know, and it's synthetic, it's novel. I told you the novel pandemic is the vaccine. You will be a shedder, a factory and a shedder of this stuff. It's right in their document. So anybody who's going to say contrary, that we're speaking contrary to the WHO, not the rock group of the Raoul, but these organized mafioso criminals, the mafia drools at this kind of power, folks, what's going on to you, and you allow. But look at the list of autoimmune diseases. Shocking. People are affected by this. So let me get to the Pfizer document because it's important to see here for yourself, and you need to get the link, you need to read it. I'm somewhere down in the document. I can't see where it is. All I did is I put the word no, because that seems to be an interesting silence. What do they know? So I'm going to read just from a paragraph, a clause, semicolon, and then it's got semicolon, a statement of the disclaimer about whether or not this thing could work at all. And we're going to read and say, whether and when any such application may be approved by regulatory authorities, which will depend on myriad factors, including making a determination as to whether the vaccine candidate's benefits outweigh its known risks, and determination of vaccine candidate's efficacy, and, if approved, whether it will be commercially successful. All right, so what? They only look at the known. In other words, they want to be blind to adverse effects. And then it's a risk-benefit. Not a safety, not actual efficacy, but tied to commercial profit. Why you will hear the one statement in the UK saying it's never got a marketing authorization. It all starts to tie together that the dupe is on, and you can go ahead and agree by being silent, even if you oppose and still not speak out to protect others. Yeah, maybe you're not, you don't have to look after your fellow man, but this is coming to your door. It's like the kid doing the COVID effect, the spoof. Anyway, known effects. They don't want to know what the effects are. So it's only risk-benefit, and commerce is right there. There's more to read in this Pfizer document, much more. Much more disclosure is given, and they do this to tell you what the limitations essentially to your protection is and what the guidance will be for them to even be offering it. And if it doesn't weigh in their favor, it's not coming out. What does that mean? This is how I say, you've got to think through how this works. What that means is the government's going to give them the ultimate amount of ability to make the profit, if that means to take away all safety in a risk benefit to the efficacy against what? Symptoms. And going to a reporting system that is 1% of the information, that the 1% isn't 100% accurate either. And that's what your future will be on everything, actually. And anyway, moving on, it's right there in the documents. There's so much to read. I could probably do full broadcast on each tab I'm talking about. And it's frustrating at one level, but we're in a... You can't wait for me to come. Well, even if you are waiting, if you're not, I don't know. But after I get off the broadcast, you should be pouring into this because your literal life is going to depend on it. Your family member's life may depend on it, and your little one's life, certainly, if you put them in, your pregnant wife, your pregnant daughter, your sister, pregnant sister, all you boys that took the test and did your home test for fraud 19 and proved positive, all your rabbits died, you're all subject, okay? So, it's right here. I just pour through the information. I've read all of it. I've read this stuff. I'm just telling you this is what builds my ability to come. Hopefully I'm helping people, but I don't know. I don't see much response. But anyway, now we move on to whom is Pfizer? Michael Dolston, the Jewish immigrant leading Pfizer's vaccine charge, hopes the U.S. stays a melting pot. Jewish Telegraph Agency reporting. When Michael Dolston, the head of scientists at Pfizer, heard of the news last week that the COVID-19 vaccine that he has been helping to develop for better part of a year was over 90% effective, he and his colleagues literally leapt with joy at a corporate office in Connecticut. Quote, "This may turn out to be one of the biggest medical advances of the past 100 years, Dolston said that by Zoom, again, a government imposed imposition on you. You don't even know it. Your governments are all doing Zoom already. It's a big central hub for it. It's like Skype on steroids. Tolston told your whole everybody's involved now, it seems, to do this officially. Now you got to go through Zoom. Dolston said by Zoom from his home office last week, the emotion clear in his voice and on his face. Let's go back and quickly look at that just a little bit. Turned out to be the biggest medical advance in 100 years. Did they say anything about medical advancement in that statement I read to you about the known risks and then coupled with profit? No, the medical advance was how they're scamming you to make the money, the commerce that makes it work. He's the head of that corporation, is only owing to his shareholders for profit. So there's a whole lot in this disclosure about this. I find it interesting they keep talking about how much the Jewish immigrants they are, relating over to other, like Moderna and everybody else, I think, in this article, but referencing to Einstein, making this actually something that they're exalting. And yet the underlying focus is that they're going to be commercially, the documents from Pfizer say they're only focused on being commercially viable. And they will weigh harm against that, your harm against that. This is where they bring up the BioNTech as well. And they bring out a Turkish-led immigrant. They're talking about this diversity of corporate ownership, which is really, to me, foreign, that's coming to invade and for profit going to destroy you. And so I found this an interesting discussion. I don't want to get too far off the track of what they're focusing also on, just that it's here. And that there's a JHU newsletter that also had a Twitter, though making clear the need for further research. Let me repeat that. Though making clear the need. Now, don't underestimate those four letters, N-E-E-D. It's actually the form of the word necessity. And this is a war by necessity is the most corrupt against mankind that could ever happen. The need for further research. They are telling you on this Twitter, they need more research. It has nothing to do with what it's going to do, what it's going to help, what they say it's going to do, that they even care that they're going to stop to go get that they need. They're going to keep moving because it's commercially viable. That the article was being used in support of false dangers and accuracy about the impact of pandemic relating to the an article of John Hopkins that was a statistical analysis of the actual COVID deaths. That I'm trying to bridge you between Pfizer and where they're going and John Hopkins and Event 201 and all this other stuff. They're still here trying to now persuade you to, against your, which should be your arrest of their fraud, not your hesitancy, as I read through all this, that they were responding to, through Twitter about saying, admitting that they needed more research. The core of the press of the academia that's been promoting all this to you comes out and admits that these technologies need more research. Need. It's necessity. It's something they shouldn't not do with, but they're risk management, not actual reality-based. They write in an article moving over to AIER that caught this article that they retracted, which was simply a statistical analysis of the COVID deaths. They claimed through the AIER report on this, at the time of the writing, the United States currently maintains the highest number of COVID deaths, ranks 11th, the highest per capita, the highest deaths per capita. There has been approximately 262,000 reported, and I'm going to change the word, fraud, 19 deaths in the United States, which is certainly a concerning number. However, next paragraph, a new study, and we have a link now over to the archive.org site because they pulled it. And I've got links back to try and get that in for you to read. They pulled it because Dr. Genevieve Briand at the Johns Hopkins University notes some critical accounting errors done at the national level. For those of you thinking CDC is the appropriate medical expert in your state, couldn't be the furthest from the truth. That was a usurpation through rule promulgation in violation of the legislative will for your state. I haven't seen one that hasn't. Going on to the study, the work here, the study, which is still being vetted, simply examines the raw data that should have been questioned months ago. The overall conclusion is that COVID-19, at least according to collected data, which is also a problem, but let's go with this one, is not the killer disease that is currently hyped to be. AIER is not endorsing the study as is without further study, but we are interested in the argument being examined and discussed. Isn't that interesting? They'll pour a ton of time over this one little article. The John Hopkins will pour a ton of time over this one article, but will not go back and look at the research that they admit also is needed. Isn't that fascinating? And all this apparently does, and someone asked this in one of the comments, but what was wrong with the study on data that we can't see it? And so this has opened up a whole new point. I've got a letter, a closer look at the U.S. deaths, written by the author as a link. We'll move on here again. Updated why John Hopkins was spiked after publication. Technocracy News weighs in. Thank you, Patrick Wood, as you move this thing through and keep us our head above water. John Hopkins, those of us that don't have the water wings from long ago, John Hopkins is caught with its censorship pants down when it summarily spiked a story covering research by its own professor of economics. Have I told you? Agenda 2030. It's always going to reduce down to you're going to be a debt slave with your social credit. Credit means debt. Dr. Genevieve Briand, the author, Yanni Gu, was coerced into a rebuttal, but now is not backing down from her original article. Thank you very much. Please, folks, you can't back down. You cannot not speak up. You have to speak out and be very present about it. I'm offering you ways on how you can do that with the least amount of jeopardy and the most amount of protection relative to the type of responses I'm saying would be very helpful for thousands of us to do and show. The original story was published on Technocracy News, has a link. Briand is fully qualified in economic theory to make statistical analysis of data on deaths in America. In fact, birth and death rates are foundational elements to economic forecasting. The medical establishment at Johns Hopkins simply did not like her obvious conclusions, and so they gaslighted the public by saying it was all a mistake. But they certainly were not practicing censorship. Moving on, you could read for yourself what goes on. I'm wanted to move on to John Rappaport again. I can't get through his website this morning. One time I did. But at any rate, he's showing you that he wrote an article against that retraction. He wrote an article right when they published it and then came back and updated it. He explains in his fine way why and what's going on. You should be able to know pretty well. But if you need help to understand and get some words put together for your own statement, because it's just not with you, John can do a great job. I would caution again, I'm not much on talking anymore. Put the stuff together to put it in action. All right? Truth is the action that you're going to defend yourself against this onslaught of fraud. Just, I don't even know what the word is beyond fraud. It's just a crime, an unimaginable global crime. A crime against mankind. Like I said, the mafia drools at this sort of power. Now, EcoHealth Alliance orchestrated key scientists' statement on the, quote, natural origin of SARS-CoV-2 through the U.S. Right to Know. Emails obtained by the U.S. Right to Know show that a statement in the Lancet, all these publications that everybody put a lot of power in, are all part of the disinformation. There again, another type of the mainstream media. They authored by a 27 prominent health scientists condemning conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin. And so here we have the Lancet putting out all this other stuff, and another backing, there's pushback coming. So don't stay silent. This is organized by employees of the EcoHealth Alliance, a nonprofit group that received millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer funding to genetically manipulate coronavirus with scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So I'll let you go read through how this works out, how the propaganda works, how, if you've listened to what I've been saying for any length of time, I've been showing you how you circumvent all this. It doesn't matter what they say, if you go right to the beginning point where they failed, these people aren't even part of the picture. And that we bring them in to try and argue with, we start getting into these errors that the mainstream academics are trying to push through versus which are given power because they're so-called appropriate medical experts when they're just criminals. Now, we have more. I've got a whole bunch of links now coming down that's starting to come out. If you need proof that this is all wrong, it might come out that you do if you allow a dogfight in your cases or in your discussion with the officials, that you may need some of this. Like I said, try to get to the jurisdictional failure first, where they didn't comply with the law, the statute that you've identified. Simple statements, a simple paragraph. they didn't comply with it, there's no evidence, you demand the evidence, and they don't. You don't have to quite go here, but be ready to present things like the review report of the Corman-Drosten et al., Eurosurveillance 2020, where it showed that the letter from which the study from which this all this comes, the external peer review of the RT-PCR test to detect SARS-CoV-2 reveals 10 major scientific flaws at molecular and methodological level, the consequences for the false positive result. Something you've been hearing me talk about forever. It didn't take all this scientist knowledge to figure out the process and figure out there was a scam afoot, and I called There Is No Test back in March or April. Okay, so I don't know that anybody else did. That's not for me to say, look what I saw first. Folks, this was written. You could just, if anybody just engaged, they would see it. This hasn't really been a question. Had we been engaged, we would just be now coming. We should have been done with this already, legally, lawfully, whatever you want to say, to get the law to show, extract out all the cancer that's in the system. We would have been, these people would have been coming, the experts would have come after you in being asserting the law that was sitting there to protect you from the lie that's now being exposed. And so I have a bunch of links how that works out. The 10 fatal errors, scientists attacked the paper established. Another view, Celia Farber, I think she's been on this too. I think her and John Rappaport tend to Twitter a lot well together. They're not so interested in what I have to say, but that's okay. They like to talk. They are starting to come, actually, I appreciate beyond measure that they are there to tell you stuff, but when they know so much and they don't come out with their own remedy to stop it for them, to show the example, I really have questions about people. I don't even know what to call it, this condition. Incomplete data stalls the Swiss authorization of COVID-19 vaccines. You need to see this one. There's a country that's saying that the local health authority in Switzerland cannot find the data sufficient to allow their agreement to these vaccines. That when you look, again, you just look in the paperwork, you see the hesitant. Renowned German epidemiologist Dr. Wolfgang Wardog, stop COVID experiments, it's very dangerous. This is the defamation case that the attorney Fulmich, I think it is, from Germany, is going to bring forward for this prior PM in Germany. And now he's going to go attack it through that. COVID-19 vaccines, biological weapons of mass destruction. This is the video I want you to watch. I was kind of stuck to the whole thing. The guy has so much information. He's got his unique way of perspective. I wanted to hear that. Again, it's off a bit shoot more than the YouTube. He explains that Dr. Igor Shepard, yes it was, or Igor, no, Igor. Igor? Igor. I'm sorry. Whatever. He explains his view on this stuff, and there was not much that he didn't explain. He does talk about this lipid sandwich, and that is the paganation that is more consistent with how the Trojan horse is made to come after you within this bioweapon. I can't think of anything else that it is. And so the U.S. Department amends the federal execution rules. There's one last thing I want to point out. To execution rules to allow death by hanging, electric chair, gas chamber, and now firing squad. I don't know why, but this thing struck me, what about the guillotines? I guess if they can add firing squads, maybe those guillotines we've been hearing about over the decades, there was supposed to be a conspiracy theory. When will they add those? The point is, firing squad's pretty immediate. When you go under a military consequence, the commander can deem you to be whatever he wants to in order to put the death penalty on you, working against the national security, which what I read into this as being very dangerous. You better have a better word in your mouth why I've been thinking about this kind of stuff and what you need to do locally in your place to protect yourself, or hopefully so, and the people around you to help you. Grimner, thank you for what you do at reallibertymedia.com and keeping the blogcaster available and us to get out. And Jules, thank you very much for what you've been doing. Sorry about the YouTube. Let's find another place, maybe. Minds, Sound Minds, and Normalization of Ignorance, minds.com, BitChute. Thank you all. I'll be with you next week. Tech Diffs, or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
Well, that's what... opening up a can of whoop-ass to you is like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.